Tarariva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinama 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 Vakivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata. So tomorrow we will be doing the Bhagavad Gita Mahayagya. So to prepare ourselves, there are a few things that we should hear to put us in the right mood. So this first thing, when Bhishma Dev was lying on his deathbed of arrows, after instructing Yudhisthira, he offered prayers with Krishna at his lotus feet. Bhishma was looking at the beautiful face of Krishna, waiting for the sun to set. He was going to give up his life at the most opportune time. And what could be more auspicious than Krishna himself, right there, at his feet? All he has to do is look at Krishna and give up his body. And he has achieved perfection. So, in his prayers, he gives us a glimpse into the battle of Kurukshetra and what was his experience. So please listen. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhishma Dev prayed. Sri Krishna is the intimate friend of Arjuna. He has appeared on this earth in his transcendental body, which resembles the bluish color of the tamala tree. His body attracts everyone in the three planetary systems. May his glittering yellow dress and his lotus face, covered with paintings of sandalwood pulp, be the object of my attraction. And may I not desire fruitive results. So this first statement by Bhishma, here is conclusive evidence of what God looks like. We don't have to speculate. Here is a first-hand report. He's seeing it. So the first thing, intimate friend of Arjuna. Yes, Arjuna has this special relationship with Krishna. Then it says that Krishna has a transcendental body. This body, your body, don't take offense, is not transcendental. You all know. Okay? You deal with it every day. Krishna's body, 5,000 years ago, when he was in India, he had a transcendental body. It wasn't a ghost body. You could see the body. Otherwise, how Bhishma is describing. But it was transcendental. Then he gives you the complexion. Blue like the tamal tree. Those of you in India, I'm sure you have seen a tamal tree. So you know. Then his body attracts everyone. That's why his name is Krishna. Because he's all attractive. Then, next thing. What kind of clothes does he wear? Jeans? Shorts? Huh? Yogi pants? No. Glittering yellow dress. So, Bhishma Dev is giving us exact description, like a reporter. Then, right, lotus face covered with sandalwood pulp. And may Krishna be the object of my attraction. This is a perfect prayer. The devotee, the pure devotee, only wants Krishna, doesn't want anything else. Last month, we were in the month of Kartik. And we sang that song twice daily. And repeatedly, the author was saying, I don't want any benediction. I don't want to go to Vaikuntha. I don't even care about liberation. But I want to always see Bal Gopal. That's what he wanted. I want to always have this vision of Damodar, Bal Gopal. That's all he wanted. I just want this. So Bhishma Dev, like this author of that Damodar song, is also praying. Don't want anything. I just want Krishna to be the object of my attraction. The non-devotee, he, according to Bhagavad Gita, the non-devotee is attracted to so many things in the material world. Bahushaka hi anantascha. He has so many interests. But the pure devotee of Krishna has only one interest. Krishna. That's all. I don't want anything. I just want Krishna. And may I not desire fruitive results. Because if you have some desire to enjoy this material world, that disqualifies you from going to Krishna. Because Krishna only wants those people surrounding him who are completely into him. If I have even the slightest little desire other than Krishna, take birth in Chino Hills. Take another birth. Go ahead. In order to get Krishna's Sangha, the qualification is nothing else. I just want Krishna. Chastity. The devotee has to be chaste. Just like in Vedic philosophy, the chastity of woman is so important. Draupadi demonstrated that. Although she had five husbands, she remained chaste. She's given as the example of chastity. Same as Sita. She's also given, right? Her chastity was tested in the fire. Of course she passed the examination. So the devotee, like Draupadi, like Sita, is chaste to Krishna. Nothing else. No. Krishna. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.